Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, welcome back. The Aftermess Podcast. So many downloads. We are hearing out in the streets. You're loving it.
Wow, thank you.
It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
It's Gina.
And Carla.
All right, so we're going to be talking about just giving them the tip.
Just the tip.
Just the tip.
Okay.
All right, so just the tip. Morning Message is going to give you just the tip, meaning we're going to give you sex tips. All right, whether you are a married, heterosexual, gay, single, bisexual, man, woman, or what do you say, Anish, or others, or
and all in between and outside of the spectrum, to my guys, gals, and my non-binary pals, this is for you.
That's what he said right there.
The Aftermess.
All right, so sex tips. Pay attention. Who wants to go first with a sex tip?
I'll start.
Go ahead, Gina, with a J.
Work.
Hit the hay.
The biggest tip that I could give you.
That's what usually comes out of my mouth. Okay, Gina.
No, it's to communicate with your person. I felt so awkward doing this when I was younger.
Yes.
And shout out to my husband, Bryce, because he was so big on that. And it was weird to me. When we started dating, we were young. I was 21 when I slept with Bryce, my husband, and that I've been with him ever since. So you're 21, you're awkward, you're young, you're just now getting into bars and getting into trouble.
You have shitty tips
from other people. Tips going on. So he would always ask me, like, what do you like? What don't you like? Because his big thing is pleasing his partner. Mm-hmm. Lucky me.
Yes.
He is not a selfish lover at all. He's a big time giver. So he really likes that. But don't be awkward with it. And if you are, that's fine. But just get over it. Let your person know what you like and what you don't. Because especially from a woman, every one of us is so different. I'm so sorry. I know that makes your life hard, but there is no magical piece of advice I can really give you that's going to apply to everybody when it comes to a woman. Some women like different pressure. Some women like different techniques. Some women like external stimulation. Some want internal stimulation. There's different areas, like the booty hole. Some ladies love it. Some ladies don't. Mm-hmm. So you really have to talk to your person.
Right. I'm so with Bryce. I'm a giver. I love pleasing my lady. That's so important. I would say that's number one on mine too, as well as being in a long-term relationship with my wife, Amber. Communication is key. Just what Gina said. You got to communicate. You got to tell each other what you like, what you don't like. As soon as you get rid of that awkward, as Gina stated, the rest is butter. The rest is just like, man.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
You can figure out things you never even thought you might be into.
Oh my God.
And secondly for me would be think outside the box. Get out of your comfort zone. Try things. It's almost like when you're raising kids. When I raise my kids, I don't like broccoli. Have you tasted? No, you're going to taste it. Then you tell me if you don't like it. It's the same thing in the bedroom. You got to try it. That way you can honestly say,
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
Right.
Then that's where we're at. It's kind of like the Carla joke. Stop it. Stop it. Don't stop it.
Yes! You know,
I've been in a situation with the girl to where all of a sudden they're like, wait, that wasn't too bad. That didn't suck.
Or, speaking of which, but like, it could go even better. Like, when you say that, like, both Gina and you, Joey, have brought up some really good things. And just to kind of piggyback off it.
Hello.
Like, there was one time in particular, and this is TMI, so I'm so sorry. But, like, one time I was having sex with this guy, and I think the position was missionary. I don't totally remember.
Mm-hmm. How do you do missionary as a dude?
Wait, missionaries what? Where you're on your back and your legs are up, right?
Yeah. It's
pretty easy,
yeah.
I would think,
stick
for a gay man.
Dick in your butt.
Once you get comfortable, I don't think that that's a good beginner's position.
You're a flexible queen.
Yeah.
Am I? Is that flexible?
Well, no, it's just I'm imagining your butthole's way further back, so your legs gotta be
further up. Are you...
No, a girl can lay there. A girl can lay there totally flat, though, too. Like my legs don't have to be up. So it's like comparing.
That's what
the
I'm
comparison.
Imagining.
Okay, my legs are up to heaven.
Okay.
But like, so
hallelujah.
This other thing. So I was like having sex with this guy who was like significantly shorter than me, and I was the bottom. He was the top. And like all of a sudden it was really dark. And like all of a sudden I felt like the sensation on my toe, and I was like, what the fuck is that? this guy was sucking on my toe.
Oh.
And let me tell you, when he actually said it, it grossed me out. That was the best fucking feeling I've ever felt.
Your toes getting sucked.
Oh my God, that was so great. I was like, I would have never thought of that.
I've never sucked toes.
I stand.
Really?
Like,
really?
That is some shit that I would do. And I was like, oh my God, I feel so gross, but at the same time, I don't.
I'm going to suck the toe polish off Amber's toes when I get home. I'm going to try it.
Do it.
Put some flavored polish on that foot real quick.
Dip it in some ketchup. Some have some fun. Do what you want with it. But it was such a fantastic sensation. And it all came from like me just being willing to try something new that I, honest to God, would never, I legitimately would never have thought of it in the first place.
Right, right. I've tried something like I've seen in a movie. I tried it with an ex, the hot wax.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
oh,
the yeah. hot wax. She was into it more than I was.
Okay.
But it was one of those things where she's like, okay. I was like, oh, you like that? Okay. Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm making candles at the house by myself. I'm fucking making, like, I order a dozen. Yeah.
With that, though, you just said you saw that in a movie.
Right.
Okay. This is the tip that I'm going to give you.
Hello. Go ahead, Carla.
Just because you saw it in a porn does not mean that it is accurate, okay? These actors in these adult films that you're seeing are pretending to like it. Anyone can pretend to like you tapping on the vagina like this. I'm going to tell you a story. This was my first boyfriend I had in college.
Here's a story.
The one that got away. Anyway, he was eating me out. And then all of a sudden, I felt them start, like, tapping my vagina, like, just, like, the little area. Not heavily, but just, like. And I was like, what the fuck is this motherfucker doing? And then he started
plotting.
He was
right? Himself. Good
thank
job,
you, thank
self.
You. No, he was. Then he started, like, blowing on it.
No.
I've seen that.
Wait, is that a thing?
Hear me out, because it's not. At least not for me. Right. At least not for
right.
me.
Right.
And I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, does that feel good? And I was like, no.
No, it feels like and a fucking like, hurricane in my
bed. He was like, oh, I saw it in a porn, and I don't know, like, they do it a lot. And I was like, yeah, it's not really doing much
right.
or anything for me, really. And he was like, oh. And it happens a lot of things mm-hmm. that we see in porn, like, we think is what's supposed to work and happen, but no.
But half of the time, you didn't, like, I saw the hot wax in the porn, and I was like, I should try, and she liked it.
Yeah.
You can learn things from porn, but I think my part with that is, like, I have definitely had to, like, remind certain people that I've, like, potentially had sex with that it's just, like, you're not just, like, slipping in me and we're just, like, fucking, like, jackhammers.
Right.
Yeah,
like,
no.
There is a there is, like, you know, emotion, there is a
but,
process.
But some guys want it just to be fucked really quick.
That is maybe, and that's just not me, so
right.
I don't know what that is.
So it's just communication.
It goes back to what Gina
right.
was saying. It's communication.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, I'm not closed-minded, so I would be willing to try that out. But, like, you know, I would have to really be prepared for that situation.
Mm-hmm.
For me to give out a tip, like, I would say this is more specific for people that are getting involved with anal sex.
Just gonna eat real quick.
Eat me out.
Oh.
If you have the nerve to stick your dick in my butthole, you think that you just gonna do that without doing any type of preparation beforehand? Put your fucking mouth in my butthole and go to town now. I want tongue, I want lips, I want all of it. I don't care. Like, I don't understand how you can have the nerve to be, like, there's so many men, and I don't think that this is specific to the gay sex experience or anal sex experience, mm-hmm. will just be like, oh, I would never do that. I would never put my mouth there. I would never do that. Bitch, then you ain't never gonna touch me. What?
Here's another sex tip, because I've been there. Both sides.
Really?
If you want your butthole licked, wash your ass.
Oh, that's yes. real, too. That's
yes.
real. That's real.
Guys, girls, it don't matter. Wash your ass. See if you know what you like. And maybe you're with your person, maybe more than a dozen times, you know that's what's going to happen. Wash your ass.
I yeah. will tell you personally that, yes, one, you absolutely need to do that. And two, also, don't go as far as, like, there are some reality TV show stars that have maybe convinced me at one point in my life that I should put, like, honey or, like,
no.
something down there just to make it taste, like, a little bit better for mm-hmm. the individual. I wouldn't recommend it. Isn't it bad for a vagina to have like sugar or something down there?
It's so bad for you to put stuff in your vagina that isn't like a tampon. And even tampons, some people are debatable about. Mm-hmm. But like, do not put anything up your vagina, especially not anything edible. It can really fuck up your like yeast, your pH balance, all of that shit. Yeah, like, they can be really, really bad. Mm-hmm. Also, if you're doing butt stuff, ladies and men, but this is mainly for the ladies. Well, actually, just for the ladies. If you're doing butt stuff, don't go straight into the vagina after.
Oh, God, no.
It is so bad to do that.
Oh,
like,
no.
Really?
Shit, if you're...
Well, think about the bacteria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll give you the gnarliest yeast infection of your fucking life.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that. And to Joey's point, don't just wash your ass. Wash your balls, wash your dick, wash your pussy.
Mm-hmm. Yo!
It's going to be munched down on, please. I'm so big on that. I can't stand it. I don't like the musty smell of your dick. Wash it.
Mm-hmm. If you want it in my mouth, put it under the sink.
Put it under the sink?
I meant the faucet.
You
know,
now, there is those circumstances where you just have hot, passionate sex in the car, whatever. But if you can, if you have every opportunity, someone is texting you, you know, you up, big head. I'll be right over. Go wash your ass. Go wash everything, the nether regions.
Scrub
everything.
It all down. You'll be nice and fresh.
Yes.
But also,
yes.
too, because I know, I don't actually know if it's a thing for guys, so let me know. But a lot of women can be insecure to let a man go down on them because they are so worried about how it's going to taste and smell. Mm-hmm. That's another tip I can give. Try to, and I don't want to call it ego or pride, but just check it at the door. Like, it's okay to be vulnerable in this situation. You guys are having sex. Like, it's as vulnerable as it gets. And to the guy that you had to correct, if you get corrected, guy or girl, don't let it shut you down. Don't get all upset about it. Just, like, continue.
Yeah.
Figure out what's good and keep on keeping on. Because I know some people that might get real insecure or pissed off. Like, well, I thought I was doing a great job. And it's like, well, that's a great way to
I do the whiff test. If I'm with a girl intimate, you know, I play hide the finger with my finger. Then when you're caressing, I smell my finger. If it don't smell right, oh, no. You're not going
honestly,
south of Bernard. That's how I do it. That way I don't put him in a situation because if I'm down that reason, I've been there.
Yeah.
And it's just like, ooh-wee, I'm not continuing. I just can't.
Yeah.
So I do the whiff test real quick with my fingers.
That, though, I will let you know. Then this is for the ladies to feel comfortable with because I know this is a very sensitive topic, like how your vagina smells, okay? You should know everyone's vagina smells different. Mm-hmm. Now, there is such thing as something that's what it's not supposed to smell like. And there are ways to correct that without douching, you know, if you drink a lot. No, hear me out.
No, seriously, hear me out.
Like, this is the whole pH balance thing, and I was talking about this with Anish because I had a pH imbalance, and I'd never, ever, ever had my vagina not smell honestly amazing, and this isn't, like, me bragging. It's just, like,
a healthy vagina.
Yeah, always was, is, you know? And so I thought, oh, my God, I must have gotten, like, chlamydia or something because it's just not right. And I got tested twice. I went to the doctor three times. I was like, what is going on? And they were like, you don't have an STD. You don't have a yeast infection. You have a pH imbalance. They were like, literally all you have to do is not eat like shit, not drink, only drink water, and take probiotics. There's such things as over-the-counter, like pH Refresh, that you can shove up your vagina. And ladies, you can put a probiotic pill in your vagina as well because it's slightly acidic, so it will dissolve the capsule. Mm-hmm. And if you do this, and obviously don't have sex, and you do this for like a month or something, hopefully it should regulate you back to a normal and healthy smell. So don't be self-conscious if you're noticing that something's a little different. Just know, you know, you gotta take care of yourself. And if you have a boyfriend, talk to him about it.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, sorry that this is happening. I swear I don't have, I always get tested first. Always get tested first. Because you never know if this is what it is or what it's not. But it's okay.
It's a pH imbalance.
It happens, ladies.
Gotcha. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
It happens.
Nice. Okay.
To the best of the
pussies.
And
to your point of douching, like some ladies will do that so much and they think that it's a necessary thing and it's going to fix it. And if it's something like a pH imbalance or it's a health condition, you're just masking the problem. You're never really going to solve it.
Damn.
So douching's actually, I don't think douching's medically necessary.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
If anything, I think it's frowned upon.
Yeah, because it does, it'll strip the bacteria or the pH.
Exactly.
And, like, and all that stuff. It's
the problem
it's
with pH balances is that, I know about this because, like, I had one, is that you have good bacteria and bad bacteria. And when you have a pH imbalance, it goes towards the favorable bad bacteria.
Right.
So then more of bad bacteria starts growing than good. So when you're stripping all the bacteria, it's already an environment for bad bacteria. So all you're doing is having your bad bacteria flourish even more and getting rid of your good bacteria.
This is such a great topic. Seriously, ladies listening right now to the podcast, the aftermath, make sure you're playing this for your man. You know, if you got a stinky Twinkie, you know, he might just think it's something else, but it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you make sure your man is listening to this, or you explain it to him. That mm-hmm. way he understands. Maybe it's not happening now. If it ever becomes that,
yeah.
Or you're raising daughters,
yeah.
You have the answers.
Right. Or even like guys, if you're in a relationship with a girl, I feel like you should also be encouraged to like ask the questions too. Like, mm-hmm. is that too far just to put that out there? Like,
no.
Just to ask.
No,
to be like,
if you're
so
nice
you
about it,
it,
like let's say you notice your girl is smelling a little different, you're just like, the first day you're always gonna think that it's an off day. Guys are always like this. They're like, maybe it's an off day. And then if it happens again, be like, hey babe, like, so I noticed, and please don't be offended, sweetheart, give her a kiss on the nose or something, but be open about it, be comfortable about it, because then you're only gonna make it worse, and then you're both gonna be unhappy with your sex life.
Yeah.
Because it's not the same when the girl feels uncomfortable about it, trust me.
Right. Okay.
I think mm-hmm. that makes sense. But yeah, I don't know. I'm putting myself in the position of like, if I'm in a relationship or when I have been in a relationship with a guy, like sometimes it's kind of been like relieving for him to bring something up and be like, oh, thank God. I thought I was just keeping this shit to myself.
Right.
So let's have this conversation.
Here's another tip. Don't let it get stale, man.
Yeah.
Don't let it get stale. If you're just in a kind of on, we do it every Tuesday, and it's clockwork, and you do two positions.
You start missionary, then yes. You flip her around,
exactly.
Then you tell her, get on top.
Come, everyone's finished, boom, bam. That gets so old so quick. Always mix it up, man. Keep dating your person. If you're in a long-term relationship, have sex other places, different places. Take it back to the old school. Go in the closet for a quickie. Go in the shower. Just get a cheap, it doesn't have to be at a fancy hotel. Just get a little motel hotel and do a nooner. Like, surprise your person.
Nasty.
We're going to do lunch. And then she's lunch. Hello. And just mix it up a little bit. You know what I mean? It could get stale real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Motel 6 inches. Absolutely.
Okay. Motel 6. I'm like,
No, you know what you guys want to do at the Motel 6?
Super 8. Is that one?
Yeah, Super 8 is
one.
Super 8 is
one. You know what? Isn't there like a pay-by-the-hour hotel right next to Jaguar Strip Club? Me and Bryce laugh at that every damn time we drive by. I'm like,
that makes sense.
There's the pay-by-the-hour hotel right next to it.
Let's see.
I don't know what it's called. I just see it when I exit the 17
I know. I definitely see one off Thomas Road. There's definitely an hourly rate motel on Thomas Road.
Yep.
I've seen it.
Oh, that's great.
You know what? What?
If you like that lifestyle, you go get it.
Why not? Or even if you're in a relationship, you just need an hour or two.
Right?
You have kids, they're at school.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just go knock that hour out.
We don't have a lot of time because I know we have a meeting, but I want to ask a question. I feel like it might go on a little bit of a tangent, but I'm going to ask anyway. Would you role play?
Ooh.
For what, like?
Sex. For your person to spice it up.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
There's only been one time that I said no.
What?
Tell me about it.
All right,
if you want to.
We were messing around and we were both a little bit drunk, but he was being kind of lazy and he wanted to have sex. So mm-hmm. he basically just wanted me to like ride him, and I was like, yeah, whatever, sure. And I hate riding dick, by the way. I used to. Now I like it because my boyfriend now actually taught me how to do it. But anyway, so I was like, okay, like I'll ride you. And then he goes, ooh, I know, take my pants off and like pretend like I'm just unconscious and you're raping me. And I was like, no.
That's an actual fantasy for some people though. Yeah. But they want it in a controlled situation. I know this is very triggering. I know this is very controversial, but that is a thing for people.
I was like, I don't think I can do that.
That's
Sorry.
Good though. Both parties need to be on board.
Yeah. As long as it's consensual, roleplay.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. To me, the act of sex in itself is kind of like a role play. Like, I don't know about all y'all, but like, I feel like there's like kind of like a different person that kind of takes over when sex is happening. So to me, it's like, it's not that, like, if you don't role play, then that's stupid. But to me, it's just, if I'm already role playing, so why wouldn't I be open to taking on a different...
That's interesting.
...different character. Who do you want me to be, sir?
Ooh, I'm kind of down.
Attendant. You know what I mean? I don't know, maybe I'm crazy, but that's how I look at it. It's like, I'm already playing a part. So
you know what I would love my wife to do? Do an accent. Do like different accents.
Really?
Yeah.
Try how different accents. Interesting.
Close my eyes. It's not cheating, right? If I just pictured someone else.
I don't think so, but that's different, I guess, for each person. Because like my thing, and Bryce isn't, I don't know why he doesn't want to, because I know he's got a thing for like redheads, or I was like, what if I got different wigs? Like, that would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Especially certain positions, it's like, it's still me, but you don't see me.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll feel different.
Hitting it from behind, he just sees the back of the redhead.
I don't know how, he's just like, I'm not sure about it. Maybe I should just try it, see how it goes.
Hell yeah.
Like a Modern Family, like the, what is it, the couple, what is it, Phil and what's her name? They always do that, the annual, like they pretend like they're somebody else.
Yes.
And they go to
I love that.
Oh, I fucking love that.
That's
shit.
One of my
that's so
favorite
cute.
Episodes.
Yes. Yes. And they do it every year.
Yeah, every season they have their annual role play. Yeah.
Oh, that's
like,
cute.
Yeah.
Hello, Justin, or whatever the name is. Hi, Bob.
Like they meet up at a bar or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they're strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so cute.
It's
like my favorite episode.
Yeah.
And they have like the certain names, right? And they're in their character. That would be awesome.
That's adorable.
I fucking love it.
I would try that with Amber. Amber would be a horrible role player, though. She gets so
right.
shy, and she gets giggly, and she
I
feels stupid
it.
And stuff like that.
But
yeah.
I don't know if it's just like my take on it, looking like from the outside looking in. But like to me, that would kind of be endearing. Or be like, girl.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. Damn it. We can go on for another fucking 20 minutes, but we got a
Damn
meeting
it.
To head to. But
let's role play as workers. We're going to go back to work.
Damn it.
I know.
I don't like that one.
So hopefully you like the tip. Just a tip. After mess, we'll see you on the next one. I think we're on episode 30-something. So a reminder, we're probably like 12, 15, I should say, episodes from the live podcast we're going to be trying to put together at a venue, invite all our morning messengers and fans of the podcast. We'll be getting that together. And hopefully by next week, we'll have more details for you, okay?
Maybe.
Have a great one. We'll see you back on the radio, 5:30 to 10 on Live 101.5.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.